Welcome to the Curious Women Podcast. I'm your host, Meg Hager, and I'm here with my co-host, Kylie Fagnano, and we're chatting about women's health to teach you what you didn't know you didn't know. Where's your singing bowl? Your new entry start to our episodes here. That was lovely. Everybody, welcome to Curious Women. This is our new entrance. Kylie's singing bowl.
God damn it. I
hope you all feel as zenned out as I do right now. That was really calming. I needed
kind of
that.
Nice. I like
that. Yeah. You're going to put me to sleep.
oh my God. You guys. It's just Meg and I today, and
we have.
I do too. We're gonna do more of them. But we had a really fun idea that we wanted to offer you guys, and what we're gonna do. This is our 24th episode already. Can you stand it? 24th episode already.
I can't, honestly.
Oh man,
Jesus.
And we have some just incredible people that we have had on this podcast, and the most amazing things that they've shared. So we don't want all of that to go unrecognized. So we're going to do a recap episode for you, and we're going to pick our favorite and most memorable parts of some of our favorite moments with our guests, and then just kind of re-inspire you, because I know a lot of you have listened to every single episode.
Shout out to our like weekly Shout consistent out listeners.
To,
I mean, you guys are the best. I adore all of you. I'm
going to read you something. This is one of our listeners. This person will know who she is. But she texted me today and said, just wanted you to know that I sat outside to eat lunch today and listened to your podcast and took some wonderful deep breaths. Yep. Who the fuck am I? I know.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
I know. I said the same thing. It's like, this is what it's all about. This is why we do this. And that was that she was talking about Isabel's episode when we were deep breath from the belly, not the chest, right? Oh my God. So hopefully we have a lot of those moments for you coming up here. So that's what we're going to do. But first, Meg, what are you drinking over there?
I am not drinking anything fun, unfortunately. I don't even have my Ovacetol in here. Note that I'm now pronouncing it correctly.
End episode.
And we're done. Podcast
and that's
is over.
It. Just kidding. Just kidding, everybody.
No, you want to know why? Is because I put my Ovacetol in my matcha latte this morning that I made.
Oh.
That's where it went. So we didn't skip
you.
It. Shout out to Kayla. She gave me a cute little matcha whisk, like a real one, you know?
Yes.
To make them. Oh. And I use it every single morning. So I used it. And I put my Ovacetol in there with the
Look
matcha.
At you. That's how we do it. I have one of those real whisks that I bought in Tokyo when I was there. It was I'm lying. I bought it in Kyoto on my 30th birthday at a tea ceremony that we went to. That was my thing. I remember. Yes. Yes.
Oh
yes,
my
yes.
God. That sounds a tea ceremony? That sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was a very special thing. My sister who was with me though, she all but fell asleep during the ceremony. Like, it was not for her. She was very clearly there just for me to celebrate my birthday. Thank you.
But with a tea ceremony? That's fucking amazing.
It was so cool. It was so cool.
Oh
but
God.
Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway. So I'm just doing my regular superstar of the show, ginseng tea.
Yeah, that's your thing. I love
thing.
It.
You know, I need a lot of adrenal support here. You know, us ladies with ADHD and a really high natural energy are just on, I feel like I'm on crack all the time. So,
so if you relate to that at all, get yourself some ginseng. Is that what you're saying?
Get yourself some ginseng and watch out for the full moons, my friend.
I would like to visit you on the full moon. That would be terrific.
Girl, do you remember what I said, what Jason wrote on my wife review on the fridge? He can't turn me off lately without drugs. Like, that's what he's referring to. Because we just went through a period.
I thought it said without danger,
no,
which I was
it
also
says,
questioning, but it says without
no,
drugs.
No, it says without drugs. For context for our listeners, my husband and I have been doing this very funny thing where we have this like calendar on our, like a dry erase thing. And we write each other husband and wife reviews. And his rebuttal to my most recent review of him was a 4-star review. And I have to tell you, I'm insulted at the loss of a star. That's baloney. So anyway, was that thunder?
I think it was. Did you hear that? I just did the same concerning view out the window.
Oh my God, that's scary.
As you were.
So his complaint, for his, he took away a star because he said he can't turn me off lately without drugs.
I like the addition of without drugs.
Without drugs.
That piece is really funny and also accurate.
Oh my God. He has like a whole like calm down medicine cabinet now between like THC stuff. He's got like all kinds of like edibles.
A calm down cabinet, Meg's cabinet, aka. Yeah.
I love it. We've been doing okay with melatonin only though lately. Just needed to put that out there. Now
just to clarify, Meg's not a drug addict, nor is her husband trying to actively drug her against her will. Let's be clear. Unless you are Jason, and then we want to have a chat with you. Okay? Because it's not working.
It's not working. It is not. Despite his best efforts, it is not working. Anyway, so oh that's what I'm drinking, and that's why I got a 4-star wife review. What are you drinking?
I cannot beat that. I can't come after this. I can't. I don't know what to tell you. I got nothing. I'm drinking a version of the prototype for that gut drink. So, So, yes. This is vanilla kefir. And it's a version of kefir that is interesting. It's actually got a little bit of fiber in it as well.
Ooh.
And oh great protein and really good quality ingredients. And then I added my new supplement, Gut Fuel, in it, which is resistant starch powder and some fiber. So it's got about 8 grams of fiber in it, which is almost a tenth of what we need, right? Oh, and then I added, I think I put some other stuff like some glutamine and some it's called PolyPre from Pure Encapsulations. It's like a red polyphenol blend.
Amazing.
And what else did I? Oh, I put a new protein powder that I'm trying—a bone broth protein powder.
Is it the what is it? Ancient Nutrition or a different one?
It's Designs for Health.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah, crazy good ingredients. I feel really good about it, and so it's yummy. It's tasty. Yeah, and then I put a little peanut butter powder because I like it to cut that tanginess.
Yes,
but you guys should try or consider. I was just telling my email list this week. If you are a protein powder person and you like using that as a supplement or as like a meal replacement, consider using kefir as part of the base. It'll get you a little bit of that fermented stuff into your diet, into your routine, as well as some probiotics. And even people who don't tolerate dairy usually can tolerate, right? Do you see that too, Meg? You can usually tolerate kefir.
Yeah, it's for in acne clients, it kind of depends because it's not usually like a lactose intolerance thing for acne. It's more dairy of an inflammatory. Protein. Yeah. So, however, I will say for my acne prone people who if you're inflamed by like cow's milk dairy, there's some, the Forager brand actually has some decent quality ingredients for dairy-free cultured kefir. And there's also sheep's milk kefir that some people do pretty well with, so that's an alternative.
I think there's a coconut milk one too.
Oh yeah,
that could be. I mean, it's got the probiotic piece to it. So anyway, that's what I'm drinking. Yeah. It happens to be like particularly tasty to me today. Yeah.
What do you mean you couldn't match that? That's a great. I'm so.
That was
jealous.
Actually pretty decent.
No, that was incredible, and I can't wait. When is your drink coming out so people can buy it? Because I'm going to be
So, right, a little teaser. This is going to be a drink in a slightly more elevated version that is getting trademarked and available in stores, hopefully in December. So,
what stores?
Oh, my God. Well, it's starting in DC. Mm-hmm. And once you have enough sales at certain places here, they get you into the local stores and then national stores. So we'll see. By December, it'll be in DC stores. So if you're listening in DC, you can go to Union Market and it will be there. But it's a gut drink and it'll have, I'll tell you more about it later, but a million different amazing things for your gut. And it could be something that people drink just as a maintenance thing, just because it's delicious. Mm-hmm. And, or it could be used really as a supplement if that was an appropriate thing for you. So I'm excited. I'm so excited to be kind of nurtured by my little food accelerator who accepted me and is backing me and helping to fund and support and guide and teach and handhold. So I'm so thrilled. Incredible. I feel so, it's so exciting. I also have no fucking clue what I'm doing.
Oh, stop it. You are the know what you're fucking doing queen, and I will not let you say another word about it. You just,
the truth is that I don't. I'm just okay with it. Like, I'm okay that I don't know what I'm doing. I'll figure it out. That's been I need a shirt. Don't have a clue. We'll figure it out.
We'll add it to the list of shirts that we make for this podcast. What was the other one? In Selena's episode, which was the energy healing episode, that was...
Oh, yeah, let's start. Or
was that?
It's a good that segue,
was,
Meg.
I honestly wasn't even trying to segue. I just was trying to think about it. So hers was episode 14. And in hers, what did we there was a shirt that we...
Oh, yeah.
What I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But it could have been, because I remember this from her episode. This was amazing. I think about this all of the time. And this might have been our shirt idea. It was something to the effect of, just because you know you have to do it doesn't mean you have to do it now. You can decide when you want to, and then sooner or later you won't have a choice and you will be forced to do it. And there's something so comforting about that, because we can all relate to that, knowing I need to end this relationship. I need to change my job. I need to change my habit. I have to do this. I have to stop doing that. Knowing that you have to do it, and then also choosing to do it later or not right then and being okay with that. What a concept. I loved that part.
Yeah, I did too. It really gave you the freedom and the flexibility, I think, so that if you felt, I think a lot of times when we have like an emotional something or other, we're just like, oh my God, I have to deal with this now, or I have to shove it away. And there is a middle ground. And that's what she was saying. I that's how I interpreted what she was saying. So
I agree. I completely.
Yeah. So that was a great episode. If you haven't listened to that, go back.
Oh my God. So good. Selena, how do you describe who Selena is and what she does?
She is an energy healer and business mentor, I think is what she describes herself as. And she's so much more than that, but
totally. Yeah. You just really have to tune in. She did a really cool little reading at the end of her episode too.
Remember
that? That was on my birthday. Remember? It was on my birthday. It was turning 33 and there was something about 33. I remember.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was 3:33 when she looked at the clock. Cause something you guys are in the same time zone. You two are in the same time zone.
Right. Oh my God. Okay. So that was a good one from Selena. Yes.
Yeah. What were some of your most, well, let's start here. What, this is funny because I'm sitting here thinking of like, did anyone ever watch the VH1, like I Love the 90s, like countdowns on VH1?
No, but thank you for that visual. Thank you.
They have, if you haven't seen these, go watch them on YouTube. They're very funny. You've got the I Love the 90s. They did the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and like the beginning part of the 2000s. And it is so near and dear to my heart. But anyway, what they do is they like count, they like go through the most memorable moments of like that year for each decade. So that's what I feel like we're doing.
We are, but only for the last few months. It's fine.
That's okay. That's all right. Anyway, speaking of having that visual, what is your most, one of your most memorable episodes that we've done so far?
Oh my God. I'll tell you the one that I find myself referring people to the most.
Yes, let's do that.
That is Sarah's episode. So Sarah is a friend of ours who's also works in nutrition in an integrative way, and she did our circadian rhythm. This is our episode 12.
Oh my God.
She just nailed it. She
knocked it out of the park. Oh my God.
She set the precedent, I felt, for okay, action items. What can people do? She gave so many tools that were free, you guys, free about syncing up your body to its natural rhythm so that it can fall into the really gentle alignment that it already knows how to be in that gets disrupted, right? Meg, by our sleep, what we eat, what we don't eat, all of this stuff. And it
is our electronics and our stress.
Oh my God. We talked a lot. That's when I put that thing on my phone about downtime starting or something like that.
Yes.
I think that's a great starting point because there's so many juicy tidbits in there that people can start to put into play as tools now, which I love.
I loved that too. And I also just loved, I loved that it's not, so her episode was mainly about circadian rhythms, and we don't really talk about circadian rhythms and how they impact health or even what they do. Like, I think a lot of us know what they are, or we've heard the verbiage and maybe aren't really sure, but the idea that you have this like blueprint of processes that kind of orchestrates everything else that your body does is kind of wild not to act on that or not to nourish that. And it's not a conversation piece really in health. So the fact that she plucked that out of the health picture and gave us some actionable steps about what we can do right now to reset and balance those, it's mind blowing. I agree with you. That's a phenomenal episode.
I love how you just said that. It seems like low-hanging fruit that people miss all of the time simply because we're not told about it. Yeah, in fact, I never even really heard about circadian rhythm until I got to know Sarah, which is why I knew we had to bring her on, right? So and it plays such a critical role, you guys, in your hormonal health, in your gut health, in your mood, in your sleep, in your energy levels, in your ability to manage your weight in an appropriate way. It's just that internal wiring. So if you're new to this and this is the first thing you're listening to, I want you to pop over to that episode and just dive in. You'll get a good taste right away. And she also, like, as a human being, just as best as they come. So
phenomenal.
So
oh my God. Fabulous. She is a high class human being right there.
So good. So good. I know. Meg, what's your, I don't even want to say favorite, but what comes to mind when we're talking? We can't say favorite. What comes up for you?
I really loved Rose's episode when we did. Oh. We talked about, oh my God, something just crashed. Did you hear that?
Jason, how's the pancakes?
Everything okay in there, love?
Please don't edit this out. This is so you.
Okay, husband's alive, everybody. We noticed a crash. Husband's okay.
As long as the pancakes are still anticipated after this call, that's all we care about.
Yes, that's right. Husband's making me pancakes, and I am so fucking excited. I don't know. I don't know whether it's the pancakes or the fact that like I'm an adult, and so nobody really like makes me things anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like
that's what it is. That's what it is. It could be anything. I mean, it helps that it's pancakes, but
right, totally, absolutely. But anyway,
oh my God!
So yes, Rose's episode. Rose, how would you describe what Rose does? Because she's not a sex therapist, but what is she, a psychologist? Is that what I can't remember?
She's a pelvic floor PT.
That's right. That's what it is.
Yeah, yes. She's a pelvic floor physical therapist, but she really actually. I mean, I think I call herself a sex therapist, but she certainly seems to offer that type of guidance and communication support, maybe is what I would say,
yeah,
to her clients.
Yes. So she, I looked it up. She is a sex and intimacy coach and a pelvic floor physical therapist. So she definitely does incorporate the coaching along with the physical nature of sex. But of course, this would be my episode.
Of course, like mine, I'm 0% surprised. But this really was a terrific episode because okay, what's our tagline? Talking about things you didn't know. And there was so much in this episode that I was like, oh, I don't even really know that I would have sought out her services personally, but right. I am getting so much from it. It was such a juicy episode. So
oh my God.
In terms of how to communicate to a partner, you know, kind of your desires really. Oh, yes. It was so huge. It was and it really gave you, don't you think, Meg, that the words, like the script almost to use, the questions to ask yourself.
Absolutely. She talked a lot about, so I remember one moment where she talked a lot about how we're socialized, both as men and women, and the way, right? Like the way that men and women are socialized is harmful to both, to everybody, but it's, but because obviously our podcast is primarily focused on women, it's harmful to women too, the way that men are socialized as well. And the way that women are socialized. And I was just like, oh my God, she's so right. So there was that piece. And there was also, she gave us like a blueprint of like, I think she called it ingredients for better intimacy. And that's where she gave her action steps, her tangible pieces of information that I just think are chef's kiss. So helpful.
So good. And if you check out, this is, what episode is that? That's our third episode.
That was our third episode. Yeah.
It was a fiery one. But if you even just head over to the show notes for this stuff, you guys can get access to some of these things that we're talking about. So even if you didn't have time to listen to it, you could tune into her resources there. Yeah. Take a look at that.
Oh, that was a, I'm feeling like I don't know what I'm feeling, but it's excitement because I just loved that episode.
It was so good. And actually I felt like it really, it connects very well to another one that I loved with Jillian.
Yes.
Jillian.
Absolutely.
Oh, you guys, integrated dietitian, hormone specialist, particularly working with the menstrual cycle, basically.
Yep.
You and any woman that you know and love in your life, children, sisters, nieces, grandchildren, any woman, because I guarantee you, this is our seventh episode with Jillian Greaves, how the menstrual cycle works. I'm telling you, ladies.
Our second most popular episode too.
It is the health class that we all deserved and never got. Yep. I am not kidding. And it's tangible. Don't you think, Meg?
Oh, so like, tangible. Yeah.
It's somehow equally deep and explanatory without being over your head as a normal human being. You know, you can grasp onto it.
Absolutely. And the fact that she said that the menstrual cycle is considered the fifth vital sign in a lot of practices, I was like, what? Like, I didn't know that. And is there five? Wait a minute.
Well, I think it's the sixth vital sign.
The sixth. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. But either way, the fact that it's in the group of vital signs that in some practice, I was like,
It just tells you so much information about where you currently are. So if you're feeling overwhelmed around your hormones or your menstrual cycle, even if you have a totally normal, I'll tell you what, I have a very, 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 very regular, manageable period. Always have. I've never missed it. It's been very easy. I'm sorry. But
fuck you. No, okay.
Even still, I learned so much. And I will tell you, ladies, if you have a male partner in your life, have them listen to this as well. Or you listen to it and then teach them the highlights because
give them the show notes.
Oh, having Brian understand what this is has been I am not kidding. No exaggeration. It's been a game changer because that's now amazing. There's no like, there's no reflection of anybody's self-worth when you're just like not in the mood. And this is what I mean. This is how it connects back to Rose's episode. Yeah. Right? This is part of what you can really use to communicate to your partner. Hey, it has nothing to do with you. Yeah. I don't want to have sex because my hormones are not indicating that that's what I want to do. Trust me. I wish I felt like you did all of the time, although he very often argues that that's not true and that I would not enjoy that. I don't know. I loved being able to say like, hey, listen, this is not about you. It's also not about you when I am turned on and want to have sex. Like, it's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
And it can be very helpful. I think, you know, if you've got somebody in your life who's close to you and has to witness you and all of your hormonal swings, you know, it does make sense that they would benefit from having at least a basic understanding of why that's happening in order to hold space for the reality of what's going on. I with all jokes aside, I found it to be really helpful.
Oh my God, totally. And I will add to that it's, I think it goes even outside of having a partner or your home life. Like I have a friend who's now scheduling her work tasks based on her menstrual cycle and she's loving it. Like it's what? Like, and
I know.
So the biggest thing that I think this episode really highlighted is that we kind of, the saying we live in a man's world, I think is true in that just knowing that men hormonally are kind of just the same all the time. They don't have any, like, I mean, I'm not saying that they don't go through their own feels and all the things, like that's a little different, but hormonally, physiologically, they have a 24-hour cycle. It is the same all the time. Right. Women are not that way. So it can feel really disempowering and really hard when women, if you're in your luteal phase and you're just really struggling to keep up, energy is low, you're grumpy and uncomfortable or whatever, and yet you're expected to be the same all the time. Like that's really hard. So knowing what's going on and being able to make those changes in your life, I think is so powerful.
It really, it's again, it's one of those low hanging fruit things that we can, with a very, like in 1 hour, you can have a really solid understanding of what's going on in your body every single month. And then utilize that to your point, understand how to utilize what you now know to, you know, and Meg, you said it perfectly. There's a general expectation from like, you know, society, but what about the expectation we put on ourselves?
Oh my God. Yes, absolutely. That too. Yep.
I'll give you a great example. I feel super energized right now. I had a terrific workout. I'm in my follicular phase, like everything. I was just talking about this today. I am not kidding you. I was just posting about it because it matters. Now, what I would normally do is this would be kind of the benchmark. This was amazing. Yes. You did a great job. You lifted more than you thought you could. You did a hit. Yep. You pushed yourself. And now in 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be like, I don't want anything but ice cream. Don't make me move. And I'm going to feel really bad, or I would have felt really badly and pushed myself to do something that my body is getting no benefit from. I think Sarah talks about this in her episode as well on circadian rhythm. So I thought that take home from this conversation with Jillian was aside from what you learned, that take home message of like, now that you know this, you have a responsibility to put it into action. It is now on you. You can't unknow it. So stop doing stupid things. You can't. There's no excuse anymore. Now that you know, stop trying to push yourself when your body is actually informing you very clearly on what it is that it needs. It needs a walk today. It needs a gentle yoga class. It needs a stretch. It needs to rest.
Oh my God. And I personally am learning the value of just like resting and receiving. For those of you who don't know, I actually sent
Kylie. Please. Can you do... The wrap.
I'm not. Is it too much?
Okay, I'm gonna find a way to put that in the show notes. Okay, without your knowing, It is so incredible. I played it for Brian. First of all, it was so embarrassing. Not atrocious. I'm telling you, it was so not bad that it was concerning. Oh, I was a little bit like, why are you a dietitian? You should be doing this. I played it for Brian, and this was his response. He goes, which Brian loves New York rap. He loves New York rap. And he listened to it and he goes, I really like Meg. That was it. Just like, I really like Meg. That summed it up perfectly.
Oh my God, I can't handle it. It was great.
Yes. Anyway, but to your point, resting and receiving.
Yes. I'm Moonlight as a rapper on the side, everybody, just so you know.
Meg Moonlights is a lot of things. They're sometimes dark, and I like it.
Sometimes we rap, sometimes we dance. It's fine. We got a lot of stuff going on. It's essential. Anyway, yeah. The resting and receiving, that's what reminded me of it. There is just as much value in that as there is in like your times where you're high on life, sort of, where you're ovulating in that way.
Yeah. And that, you know, amongst, again, the general education that none of us ever had. I'm not kidding. I did not know some of this stuff until she was saying it on the podcast.
Me either. No.
It's amazing.
And I had such a sense of anger too about like my middle school health class. I'm like, what the fuck were we doing? Like, I remember watching the video about like where the egg went and how it attached the, and I'm sitting here going, okay, like I understand that I'm supposed to know this, but it wasn't clicking. Like, why? You know what I mean? And I know that sounds stupid, but it just wasn't connecting. And
the way that Jillian, sounds stupid.
It right, but like the way that Jillian connected it just makes so much. Like, oh, it was mind blowing.
It was mind blowing. Those health classes, they need to be had several times. You can't just teach a sixth grader.
No, and
about that stuff.
I think they could use a little dose of Meg and Kylie in there too.
I'm just saying. I mean, the truth is they're not getting it, so you may as well play this for them. We made sure. By the way, we made very, very certain in that episode there's no swearing. It's very PG. Do you remember that, Meg? We made sure to be very mindful. No. We didn't. Really? I don't think so. No, we made a point because we said we want young girls to listen to this and we want people to share it with young girls. So, you know, you're getting a taste of us here, but please know in that episode, it's completely appropriate to share with your sixth grader.
I think we did talk about sex though, didn't we? Sex drive.
I think and, like, so.
But like, yeah, but they know what it is in the sixth grade, I guess.
We talked about it in relation to their cycle, and a lot of sixth graders are experiencing that. I think it's important.
That's true.
Meg and I don't have kids, so we don't get to have an opinion, but nonetheless, it's your choice.
But
language-wise, it's appropriate.
We did our best, all right? Like, you can take the cursing from us, but you can't take the sex talk, okay?
It's one thing at a time.
We can only handle so much.
Oh, my God. You know what other I'm on a trend with the hormone piece.
Yes.
We had our actually very first episode with Lo.
Yeah.
And
that was a good one.
That was about hormone and muscle mass. And then our fourth episode with Lacey talking about thyroid health.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Those are really good ones. Ladies, if you're dealing with thyroid, I'm just going to do a brief one here, Meg.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with thyroid stuff, episode number 4 with Lacey Dunn. She's a registered dietitian. She is really well respected in our particular community and in our profession. Uh-huh. She's got a book out. We linked it in the show notes for you. It is tremendous. And she gives a really beautiful, again, tangible explanation of what your thyroid does, what your labs mean, language that you can use with your doctor when you're trying to request things.
I think she even gave us a list too.
Yeah.
She gave us a list. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So reference that and get yourself nice and supported for having those conversations or just for yourself. If you're like, I've been wondering about thyroid stuff. It runs in my family, but I don't really know anything about it. It feels overwhelming. That is a gentle intro to a lot of that stuff, right?
Totally. Yep, absolutely. And Lo's episode was also fascinating, the connection that she makes between balancing your hormones by being able to manipulate your muscle mass, and manipulate maybe isn't the right word, but like optimize muscle mass, is again, like it's that low hanging fruit that, yeah. I mean, that should be one of the first things you attempt to, if you're trying to balance your hormones or you're having issues, like, yeah, look at your weight, look at your muscle mass. That's, I mean, again, low hanging fruit.
And it's something that people can actually do. That's what I really loved about it. Like, you don't have to go to a doctor and get a prescription. Mm-hmm. You don't actually even have to pay anybody. You can go to Target and get some little dumbbells and really seriously get a solid impact on some of the stuff, you know? And another thing she said, Meg, that I loved was, eat enough food to support what you need. And I think she also was the one that said PPF. I've used that.
That's
so
exactly
often.
It. Oh my God. Absolutely.
PPF.
That was,
I love it.
So funny. So good though.
So good. So one of the messages that Lo was saying, again, our very first episode was this kind of rule tool. I don't want to use rule, but this guideline. Right, for eating.
Guideline. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of PPF, plants, protein, and fat at every single meal. There's a million ways that you can answer that kind of equation. So
yeah,
that was a great one. And she explained in the episode how following that guideline will really support your hormonal health and help bring things kind of to that natural balance that it wants to be in, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a feed two birds with one scone sort of. Approach. You can do
what
the
did you say?
Oh my god. So
I'm sorry. What?
It's my new I understand. Somebody, one of my friends who knows that one of my friends who understands that I mishear and repeat wrong lyrics all the time.
Did you think you were just gonna say that and get away with it? Do you just try to blow past that?
I did actually. She called me out on this the other day, and she's like, I need to make sure that that's not what you think the saying is.
So it's usually kill two birds with one stone, which you're right, it's
with one
terrible.
Stone. Right. I mean, I just, it's, if you, I'm not like offended by it. Like if other people want to use it, great. But I just like, it didn't feel good to me. And then I heard this other version. I was like, I like this version. So
feed
I think
two
I'm
birds
good.
With one scone.
Isn't
that's
so
sure.
cute?
Feeding two birds with one scone. Oh my God. Please. That's amazing. Can't take it. Thank you for that gift. That's it, guys. Now the episode's really over. Thank you. We're feeding two birds.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Sorry. But yes, that point was made. Yes. I love that.
Oh my God.
I totally disrupted your train of thought. I'm really sorry, but
no,
that was important.
I feel so seen right now, and I just need to thank you for that.
Very welcome. Very welcome. Gonna mail you a scone to Hawaii.
Oh my God, please do, but make sure you include the PPF in there too, because I need to feed my two birds.
We've come full circle, guys, and we've come full circle. Thank you so much. Oh my God. Oh my God. Meg, wait, what about the couple of mental health pieces that we had on here?
Yes.
We had two back to back, right? Episode 10 and 11, we talked about managing anxiety and therapy. And I think the therapy piece.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was that the, are you talking about with Andrea? I mean, Andrea,
with Andrea.
Or Jennifer? Yeah, because those were the two that were back to back. Yeah,
yeah.
I thought there was a lot of golden nuggets in those.
Well, I think the overall takeaway from those is the fact that the conversations happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you feel like it's not a conversation for you, for example, I'm not that person. I don't go to therapy. I don't need that. And when you're hearing that and thinking that and not hearing anything else, you're never going to change your thought, even if it's something that could be really helpful. And I'm not saying that it's like a thing that everybody has to do. That's right. Not the message. But I loved, and I know some people who just by hearing people that are around them talk about the topic in general,
yeah,
made them feel like they could give themselves permission to think through actually exploring the option, which is powerful. That's what we're doing here. Like, that's the point.
So powerful. Oh my God. And I also, Andrea is such a treat.
She could have talked
Jennifer
about
Jennifer is a treat too, but Andrea was, I think that was just so funny. We had a great time with Andrea.
She's a firecracker. I mean, she fits right in.
Yeah, she fits right in with the club.
That was a fun episode. So if anybody is curious about therapy for themselves or for somebody close to you, that episode might help give you a little language to use.
Definitely.
With yourself or, you know, with somebody that you care about.
Yeah.
And then absolutely. Jennifer's episode 11 about anxiety. I loved the idea of just being curious. That takeaway.
Oof.
That big. Yeah. Her whole message, right, was like, it's okay to feel anxious. Nobody cares. Nobody's telling you not to feel it. When we talk about managing anxiety, it shouldn't be with the idea that we're trying to get rid of it. And that framework changes a lot for people. And I loved that. I loved the idea of just being curious about why. Why am I feeling like this right now? Gentle. Yeah.
Oh, I also loved the idea that she proposed that I was going to say acne. Oh boy. wrong work here.
Wrong. That's you.
anxiety is playing a role and it's here to protect us. It's here to help us. So like, right. Like it just makes it so much more approachable, I guess, in a way, between the being curious and gentle with it and the knowing it's there for a purpose. So helpful to make it a little bit more digestible.
I forgot about that. You're right. You're right. It makes it feel like, oh, this is not something that is wrong with me. This is something that is important and protecting me. My God, I thought we could go through all of these, but I don't know that we can. There's so many. I mean, we have our most recent one with Isabel and Katie. About some gut stuff. Isabel talking about bloat. Those of you who are bloated, this is all I'm going to say. Listen to her episode. It's episode 22 with Isabel Smith. She's a rock star dietitian. And what do I need to say about this, Meg? There are so many free, easy things that you not only can be doing, but really should be doing that nobody teaches you. You know, when you're learning to eat, nobody is telling you, you know, take a deep belly breath, get yourself in the right place for your gut to be able to accept food, right? Which now sounds fucking soft and ridiculous, doesn't it? But everybody is struggling with this. You know, you're taught how to hold a fork. You're taught to like clean your plate, which is a different,
right?
Nonetheless, but I think that take a listen to that one. Gems, tons of them, and it's all free.
Oh my God, so many! And also, there was something else with Isabel's episode 2 that I was thinking about, but I can't remember what it was. Oh yes, we didn't really say a single thing about food in that episode. Which is kind of magical because you and I know that food isn't always the reason. And so obviously so does she. She's also a dietitian, but like we didn't even get to the food part. There was so much to talk about lifestyle and habit wise, but we didn't even get to food.
We didn't even need to. And the thing that she really said is that, you know, especially if you're having problems, these are things that you have to do. You can do all of the sexy things, sparkly, fun, you know, expensive testing. You can work with somebody. You can do the supplements. You can change your diet. All of that might have to also happen too. It can't happen without these things also. So go listen, get the foundation, get yourself set up, and then clear the path for what you might have to do next so you can get really, really clear, right?
Oh my God, 1,000%. And what you said about, you said something that made me actually also think about Shelley's episode, the intuitive eating episode,
oh,
which was also so good. That was...
Wait, tell us the puppy. Remember the puppy analogy?
Oh my God, yes, the puppy analogy. Shelley made this analogy. She was saying that if you have a dog, you go, or if you have a puppy, you have to make sure you have puppy food in stock, like at home, available. You're not gonna just like feed it whatever you have around. So why do we do that to ourselves? Like, we need to think about and supply food that we know nourishes our us. And I just, that was a great analogy. That was a great takeaway.
I loved it. And I think a lot of people will really relate to that. You know, if you're starting to run out of dog food, you would immediately you go to the store and make sure you had what you needed for the morning. But we don't do that for ourselves. We don't. No. We don't. And I thought that was a really straightforward way of calling people up and out.
Totally. I also love that she used our crack popcorn example but to walk us through addictive language when it comes to food.
Smart food popcorn. I don't recall exactly what she said, but I do remember feeling like, is there ever a point when you don't feel addicted to this particular thing? Like, that time doesn't come for me. Not with smart food popcorn.
Right. Well, I think that's what she said. She's, first of all, she did not like that we said we are addicted to it. She didn't like the addictive language.
So she did not like that.
Lesson number one that we learned. But the other lesson is that what she did say, I remember, is she was like, well, what would happen if you just let yourself eat like 4 bags of smart food popcorn? And we both were like, I don't know. I've never tried. She said something to the effect of like, you know, if you did get there, it would probably feel bad, but you would learn that that doesn't feel good. So you intuitively would know the next time you go there, oh, I don't like this. This doesn't feel good. It's about like listening to your body on your way to the point of not feeling good so you can stop. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Please do.
That conversation, I'm really curious to get some feedback from you guys about what you think. It was a terrific episode. And in terms of health at every size, intuitive eating, like you and I definitely, that's not our sole focus in our practices, but we definitely weave this stuff in. Like, we're not ever telling people that they can't have a cookie, right? Totally. But I think that Shelley did a really incredible job. For me, it felt like one of the better conversations around this. But totally. I struggle to know where the line is, because there are some hard, non-emotional, scientific facts about food and what it does when you eat it and how much you eat. And what it does for your body and what you need. And there, like, it doesn't have to be emotional. We make it emotional, but it doesn't change the scientific fact. And then at the same time, there's like this whole conversation that Shelley was having about like, the worse you feel and the more guilty you feel about eating the smart food popcorn, the more problematic you're creating this whole situation to be for yourself, which is also a true fact.
Right.
And they're really hard to reconcile. I think that whole, those two conversations and bringing them together is really, really tricky. It's one of the reasons I'm doing weight loss and weight management work, because I'm just not good at finding the middle ground. I don't know how to talk to people about it. I don't know how to talk to myself about it sometimes. It is really challenging. So you take a listen to Shelley's episode, guys, and give us some feedback about what thoughts or concerns or, you know, disagreements perhaps come up for you, because I do think it is a really deep conversation and we just scratched the surface. Did you feel any of that when you're having this?
I felt the same way you did in a way, because I also don't do this type of work, and it's kind of a struggle to reconcile. But what I really did love, though, is I love the idea, the freedom that it gave people, the permission that it, that like she was giving us. And I also really love the idea of creating a connection so deep with your body that you begin to recognize, like, that you can actually use that as a tool, as support to prevent things like overeating, because you are listening so intently to what your body is saying that it's almost like, and I kind of think the things that you were saying about having trouble reconciling, I kind of think that they can be one in the same. Like, I almost, but it's just like, Shelly is the expert on how to do that. So maybe we need to have her back for a round two.
I really
ask her
did.
Some more questions.
You're right. We ended the conversation and I was kind of like, man, I'm itching for a little more. For a little more, because it is a very nuanced conversation. And I do think, right, and this is why she does this work and we do not, that it is a different type of conversation for each individual, as it should be, as it deserves to be. So I imagine that some of you might find that conversation slightly frustrating or irritating, and a lot of you might find it really soothing and supportive. So just know that that's all fine. And then maybe you listen to Jennifer's episode on anxiety.
we have all the bases covered here, okay? We've got episodes, you can just hop around. Don't worry.
We've got it all covered. Wow, that was such a good recap. We didn't get to all of them, but those were some solid recaps.
I agree. And I let us know if you guys want us to do more of these recaps every now and then, if you want to hear more just in general, like what topics you want to learn about. Let us know how you feel about what we're doing, because we're just out here trying some different things to see what you guys like, and we really want to hear from you. So let us know.
Yes, you can do that at curiouswomenpodcast@gmail.com. curiouswomenpodcast@gmail.com. So when we offer it, we mean it. So please do.
Yes.
This is for you. We were just talking about this. The reason that Meg and I really feel so excited and passionate about doing this from the very beginning is because we were aware that our work as individual practitioners could only reach so many people, and that didn't feel great to us. And we wanted a platform to be able to bring experts on and share really important information about our bodies and our health and our mind that we, you know, we knew some of you just don't have access to, because you either, you know, get priced out truthfully, mm-hmm. or you don't know that it's something that you can learn about and ask questions mm-hmm. about. So, you know, if you're struggling with something, or if you know somebody who has been life-changing for something in your health journey, mm-hmm. let us know what those topics are or who those people are. Or if you are an exceptional human being and you know that you have something really amazing to offer the people, like, let us know. We'd love to meet with you and help you. Like, we also, part of this mission for us is supporting other women who are doing work that we're doing that mm-hmm. means the world to us. You know, there's room for totally. Everybody, and that's a big part of what we'd like to do. So curiouswomenpodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us a note, let us know, and give us some feedback, right, Meg? Oh, do you want to tell them about the new thing you set up?
Yeah, so I set up a little ditty on the Anchor app. Or how can you access it here? Let's see. I think if you go, I'll actually put it in the show notes on how to access it. But perfect. If you love our show and you want to support us, there's a couple of things that you can do to really help us out. Number one is leave us a 5-star rating and review wherever you're listening to us. If it's on Spotify, if it's on Google, if it's on Apple, wherever it is, leave us a 5-star rating and review and tell all your friends about our show. That's like the number one thing you can do to help us. However, we also, if you have a few extra dollars, you don't know what to do with it, you can send it our way. We do have listener support activated now. So you are welcome. I'll put in the show notes how to do that, but you can also contribute to the making of our show. There's a lot that goes into the editing, to the scheduling, to the work, the behind the scenes that we do to make this show possible. So if you feel like supporting us in that way, that's also fine. So happy to have your support either way.
most professional, non-salesy, authentic way of saying that. I'm so glad you did it and not me.
Oh my God, great. Really? Oh my yes. God, I'm glad. It was flowing.
I'm just looking on Spotify here. That beautiful little link for support is just in the description of the podcast. It's pretty simple.
Oh, perfect. All right, great. So I'll put that directly in the show notes then too, so that it's a little easier. So anyway, I love this. I had a lot of fun.
Me too. That was great. This was so Meg, I love you.
I love you.
Listeners,
as well.
We love you. Thank you for bearing with us and all of our antics today. And we look forward to really connecting with you and communicating. We want to know who we're talking to when we're doing these. So please let yourselves be known. We're looking forward to that. Until next time.
Wait, we need an enter. We need an exit with the sound bowl. Just like we came in. We got to exit just like we entered.
Until next time. Hey, y'all, thank you so much for listening and being here with us. It really means the world to us. And we want to let you know that we really love to hear from you and we want to know what you're more and more curious about. So if you are having a particular experience and you'd love for us to track down an expert to try to teach everybody more about that, let us know. Or on the other hand, if you have had an amazing experience with a practitioner who you think would be really great for our show, let us know. We would love to try to bring them on and spread the good news. Thank you so much. Let us know. We're happy to hear from you.